Filmmakers Joel and Ethan Coen ride their new Western, True Grit, into theaters today. It stars Jeff Bridges and Matt Damon, reprising roles made famous by John Wayne and Glenn Campbell in the original 1969 film. But the Coen brothers say they adapted their movie from the original Charles Portis novel. They did not rewatch the John Wayne version. Well, critic Bob Mondello did, and he has some thoughts as to how the two compare.
The new True Grit opens with a bit of grit, a body lying in the snow, and the voice of Mattie Ross telling us how her father died at the hand of a man named Cheney. As she remembers it, when she was 14, her Protestant upbringing said that that man needed to pay for his crime.
No doubt Cheney fancied himself scot-free. But he was wrong. You must pay for everything in this world one way and another. There is nothing free except the grace of God.
The old True Grit opened more brightly. In 1969, a couple of flicks that sounded like Westerns but weren't Westerns, Easy Rider and Midnight Cowboy, were signaling a revolution in movie making, but the True Grit that John Wayne starred in was a last gasp of old Hollywood. Gigantic titles superimposed over a lush green valley, Glenn Campbell crooning lyrics that let you know this G-rated film would have a happy ending.
One day, little girl, the sadness will leave your face.
In the odd logic of Hollywood, Glenn Campbell's hit songs, Wichita Lineman, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and the soon-to-be-released Galveston, gave him geographical credentials to sing in a Western. Alas, the producers went further and gave him an actual part as Texas Ranger LeBeouf.
The French is LeBeouf. I call it LeBeouf.
As an actor, Campbell was, let's just say, handsome and leave it at that. John Wayne, playing U.S. Marshal Rooster Cogburn, was in his 60s, a bit past his prime, and had put on a few pounds, possibly because the screenwriters kept shoving food his way, whether he was in town.
But if you're hungry, I'll take you home and give you supper.
Chowing down at a trading post.
Stew?
Or pitching camp out on the trail.
What'd you bring for us to eat?
Corn Dodgers.
Goodness, how many you got in there?
Oh, must be 175.
This being big sky country, in between meals, the camera would pull back so he could ride his horse down a hillside, and they could cut away before the poor beast had to drag him up the next one. Director Henry Hathaway was such an old hand at Westerns that he didn't seem to be trying very hard with this one, mostly just setting up his cameras and letting the stars entertain. Kim Darby, perky as Maddie, Wayne gruff and folksy, an old ham behind his eye patch, Campbell trying gamely not to trip. Truth be told, there wasn't much actual acting going on until Robert Duvall and Dennis Hopper showed up around midpoint as bad guys. The Coen brothers' True Grit is grittier, as you'll expect if you saw their serial killer western, No Country for Old Men. It's also splendidly acted and takes full advantage of every breathtaking vista it comes across, a grand epic made quirky and intimate by the dialogue, some of which is lifted almost verbatim from the Charles Portis novel. Jeff Bridges wears the eye patch this time, gargling Rooster's lines.
How long you boys been mounted on sheep down there?
While Matt Damon's Texas Ranger is a peacock fluffing feathers at every taunt.
My white Appaloosa will still be galloping when that big American stud of yours is winded and collapsed. Now make another joke about it. You're only trying to put on a show for this girl, Maddie, with what you must think is a keen tongue.
This is like women talking.
Yes, that is the way. Make me out foolish in this girl's eyes.
I think she is. You pretty well figured.
Haley Steinfeld's Maddie finds humor in her character's humorlessness and keeps her cool when things get weird, strange characters showing up at the end of a rope or under a bearskin. The weirdness lets you know that this True Grit takes its cues from that filmmaking revolution that left the old True Grit in the dust. But happily, the brothers Coen don't skimp on epic sweep and sturdy narrative. In fact, I'd almost be tempted to call their approach old-fashioned if John Wayne and company hadn't just given me a refresher course in old-fashioned. Instead, let's just call it terrific filmmaking. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.